Chapter 9. Escaping the Island. One day, as we were preparing for our adventure, I sent Friday to the shore to get a turtle for its eggs or meat. Friday had not been long gone when suddenly he came running back. He was frightened at something he had seen.
"Oh, master! Oh, master!" he called.
"What's the matter, Friday?" I asked.
"Over there," he said. "One, two, three boats. What shall we do, master?"
"Well, Friday," I replied, "do not be frightened. We will fight them, and our guns will frighten them off." So we armed ourselves and went up the side of the hill to see what we could discover. We saw 21 men with 3 prisoners and 3 boats. It was clear that they were intent on eating their prisoners. We armed ourselves and went out, though I felt I had no right to kill. Then I found out that one of the prisoners was a European like me. I told Friday to do as I did, and I took aim. I asked him if he was ready, and he said yes.
"Then fire at them," I said, and at that moment I fired also.
Friday shot and killed 2 of them, and he wounded 3 more. I killed 1 and wounded 2. The others did not know what to do as they had never before heard gunshots, much less been shot at. We continued shooting and moved toward the group, and they ran away. Friday kept firing at them while I went to the victim and released him. I spoke to him in Portuguese, and he answered in Latin. I gave him a drink and a piece of bread, and then I asked him where he was from. He was from Spain, and he let me know how thankful he was that I saved him. I was able to speak a little Spanish and said, as best as I could, "We will talk later, but now we must fight." He took up some of my arms and flew upon his would-be murderers like a fury. We killed most of the men, but a few were escaping by boat. I worried that if we let them escape, they would return with hundreds more like them to kill us. Friday suggested we pursue them, and so we did. When we got in one of the boats by the shore, we found another victim tied up. He was not European, but rather a native of these lands. I called Friday over to speak with him, and it would have moved anyone to tears to see how Friday kissed him, held him, cried out, and danced around. It turned out the man was Friday's own father. In the excitement, we gave up following the other men, and it was a good thing, too. A storm kicked up, and we likely would have been killed, as, we supposed, those men probably were. I had often thought of myself as a king on my little island, and even more so now that the island was populated with 3 subjects. First of all, the whole country was my own property. Secondly, I had power over my people, as they all owed their lives to me. Each of them would have gladly laid down their lives for me. It was thus my responsibility to take care of them as well. I learned from the Spaniard that there were others like him on the island he had come from. He assured me that they would all be glad to escape, and we began to devise a plan. We decided to wait 6 months in order to build up our stores. We wanted to have enough provisions to feed all of those who were returning to England. Once we had reached our goal for our provisions, I gave the Spaniard and Friday's father permission to go over to get the Spaniard's mates who were left behind. It was while they were gone that Friday came running up shouting, "Master, a ship!" An English ship had come to the island. We went up the hill to observe it. What we saw was troubling. The men aboard came to the shore, but there were 3 prisoners with them. The prisoners were left tied on the beach. Meanwhile, the others from the boat went into the woods. As it was very hot out, they wanted to find shade to rest beneath during the day. I approached the prisoners and learned that there had been a mutiny on their ship. They were, in fact, the captain and his first mate and a passenger. I gave them arms and allowed them to choose how to proceed with the men who had betrayed them. They chose to kill the worst of them and took the others prisoner. We planned to return together to England, and they promised to be loyal to me. With the return of Friday's father and the Spaniards, I prepared to leave the island. I brought along a few keepsakes, not forgetting the money that had been so useless to me during my 28 years on the island. 28 years, most of which was spent in solitude, I had been a prisoner on these shores. I had arrived in despair and was leaving a king. At last, I was being delivered from my island. After a long voyage, I arrived back in England in 1687, having been gone 35 years.